Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another fucking week and all the treason beyond treason. Let's see how much more treason we get this week. And they're supposed to start going after the illegals on Sunday. Another deadline. Another promise. It's also the 12th day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. From what I can tell, it's a nice day, but I don't know if they've started spraying yet. I ain't been outside. That being said, we're just going to start with a little bit of chit-chatting. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, just before I came up, I was, you know, catching the side up. That's what I do every day before I come up here, try to get it as caught up as I can, because then I've only got an hour behind when I get down on the stairs. But, number one New World Order hater, Stephen, he was talking about the place where he lives, and he can only get a few people interested in coming to the site and writing and stuff. And I'll tell you what, people, I told you right off the bat, and I'm telling you right now, you're going to lose 2 million people. And I'm going to tell you why you're going to lose them. Because they are staring at the fucking mountains. Because they're not paying fucking attention. And when it does come to happen, I mean, these people all got guns. And but there are people that are in the cities. I mean, I'm talking in not the outskirts of Portland, you know, the burbs and what might have you. And they're going out and they're shooting their fucking guns. Now, when they come to these places like you're talking about, they're going to be running. What are these guys going to be running into? What are these Mexicans, people who can't even speak your language, the cannon fodder, going to be running into? They're going to come at your fucking house. You're going to pull out a fucking pistol you've shot maybe 3 times in the last 5 fucking years, and you're going to try and fucking take them on. You're going to get fucking slaughtered until they start running into the people who actually shoot, the people who can actually shoot. Right now, the number one priority, I mean, they have, fuck, you've had that bitch up, I can't remember what state, I think it's Colorado. I said right there, I'm going to implement communism. You've had the son of a bitch standing in your street saying, this is a communist revolution. And stare at the fucking mountains, because they're not your mountains anymore. Here where I'm at, we have been fucking totally fucking invaded, but because I believe the reason we are so fucking invaded is because there are so many people in the fucking hills here, and they do shoot. They shoot all the time. Their guns are part of them. I've told you that in the last couple of months, Laura and I have been going out. I would go shoot every day right now if I could, but I can't afford to. But the 22 shells are back on the fucking shelf. And getting on with your gun isn't that big of a fucking deal if you do it the right way. You take that, go buy a cheap 22 fucking rifle, buy a Marlin, whatever you can get, and go buy the 22 fucking shells and a pistol. If you're going to think you're going to shoot pistol, you think something, a rifle's hard to shoot, fucking shoot a pistol. But you should be able to hit a tennis ball. I mean, start at fucking 10 yards if that's as close as you can hit that fucking tennis ball. And when you get to where you're hitting it regular, back up until you're hitting it at 100 yards. And I'm talking standing open, offhanded. No rest, just you and the gun. And you get to where you can stand there with that gun and hit that tennis ball every time at 100 fucking yards. Then you get out your big bore rifle, which you can't afford to shoot. And then you get yourself a fucking soccer ball and put it at 400 fucking yards. And you will hit that son of a bitch. You'll know how to hold the gun and hold it still. I mean, it would be nicer to be familiar with, to have my big guns and be shooting them all the time, and just the familiarness of dropping, putting the rounds in, just the handling of the fucking gun. But that ain't in the fucking picture for us poor folk. But I'm telling you right now, yeah, that's what people are doing. They're looking at the fucking mountains. They're thinking, it's going to be like here when they tell you you can't fish in that fucking lake. You can't go up on that fucking mountain. And then when the goddamn foreigners start pouring in and start giving you the dirty looks, and you get to the point that you're too goddamn scared to go down to the fucking store to get a jug of milk, you'll start thinking a little differently, won't you? And I'm telling you, this shit's coming quick. When you have fucking communists, when you have fucking communists that just elected telling you, I am going to implement communism, and you ain't fucking getting ready to pull the fucking trigger, you ain't doing your best to be proficient at what you're going to have to do, you're a fucking fool. You need,
Henry,
go ahead.
I always tell people that they don't care to a,
man, you are breaking up. Every time you tried to call in lately, it's just, but it's breaking up on me, brother.
It's probably my phone.
That was clean. Try it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I always say, people, they really don't care until it affects them personally. And that's the sad thing about it, I really don't get why people just don't, have like an injunction to say, hey, I want to get it before it gets me. And I think there's people just so inherently just selfish, man. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think they're lazy, and it's been so long since there's been a fucking war on this continent. That they think, all the wars, that's why we got to fight them over there on the other side of the world so that we don't have to fight them here. How many times have we heard that? World wars and all this fucking shit, nothing fight. Well, up in Alaska maybe during the Second World War. But the bottom line here is that people better fucking understand what they're up against. These fucking communists are pieces of shit. They'll be easy to wipe out. But you're going to lose 2 million to the people just come, I guess I'm going to have to fucking fight. They killed my fucking, hacked my daughter up and raped my fucking dog. And like I said, and there's going to be the people when they come, like they've come into here with like a bums rush. They're going to come at you quick. And then you're going to go, you got the people that are sitting there saying, I got my fucking 357, my fucking 45, whatever. I keep, it's right there. It's handy. How many times you shot that son of a bitch in the last year? In the last 2 years, we might have not shot it in 3 fucking years. And you think you're just going to jump up and be fucking Rambo or something?
It's very discouraging, man. That's why I always say you don't realize what you do for people like us. When you try to tell people what's really going on, they look at you like you got a big booger on your face or something. And they just don't care. But, when I listen to you or go back and listen to your rebroadcast, it gives me that extra boost, just to keep going. Do I want to be like the sheeple and don't care? No, when I listen to Henry Shively, you keep me on track, man. You really do. That's why I say you don't have no idea the effect that you have with me personally. Because some days, man, I'd be like, man, screw this, man. Nobody don't care. But when I listen to you, hell, man, I'm back on track.
The people do care. You're just not, like the place Steven's talking about, I know exactly where he's at. You know, I know where I don't know where, exactly where he lives. I've not been to his home, but I know where he's at. And the people like that around there, you know, most of them have come from fucking California, and they come here because, you know, oh, it is a nice mountain. We ruined fucking California. We turned it into a sewer, and it's been turned over to the communists. But the communists are coming to take Oregon too. Make no mistake about it. And when and I'm telling you, by the time it gets to that, maybe to that point, it's going to be where they're coming fucking right at you. I mean, like Kate Brown tried to, you know, throw that legislation up to make you have a goddamn license to own a fucking gun and limit you to 20 rounds that you could buy a fucking month. You people had better wake the fuck up. But don't think that's all the people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You go into where the goddamn people, they don't get to go out and fucking go fishing every weekend. I mean, all they do is work, sleep, and fucking eat, period. And they've got their fucking guns. And when they do got fucking, if they get a fucking few hours, they go out and shoot those fucking guns because they understand the shit situation that they're in is only going to get worse, and they understand what's coming at them, and they are the vast majority. They want us to believe. I mean, before the trenches, everybody would believe that I'm the only one that thinks that way. And that's what pisses me off about the rest of the so-called Patriot broadcasts out there. You're not telling people what the fucking deal is. You're not telling them that they're subjugated under the 14th Amendment. You're not telling them that these son, right now, I have no proof of it, but I would bet my fucking, that last shiny fucking nickel I got, that they are training communist troops right on our fucking soil right now to kill us. So if you're, so if you got a gun, you better figure, you know, just owning the gun ain't good enough. I'm sorry. Have a good, you need a big bore rifle with 1,000 fucking rounds minimum. Your pistol needs to fucking, you need a big, a hand cannon with a fucking, with a 1,000 rounds minimum. And you, and like, I'm lucky enough that I got a couple of 22s. I got a 22 pistol and I got a 22 rifle. 22 pistol I've had for about 20 years. 22 rifle I got for Laura about 5-6 years ago. But, because now that you can get the 22 rounds off the fucking shelf, the shelves aren't empty. There's no fucking excuse for it. You take that buy a fucking tennis ball, buy a goddamn 550 rounds you can get here for $23 fucking dollars. And you go out, and if you have to start at 10 fucking feet till you can hit that tennis ball, start at 10 feet. When you get to where you can hit it 10 feet, back up another 10 feet at 10 feet until you can hit it at 100 yards, offhanded, no resting. You don't get a rest. There ain't going to be, guess goddamn, something just right there handy for you to lay yourself on. You can drop down and take a knee, and you can get a better balance. That'd be your best fucking or balance shot, or lay down flat, you know, with your elbows in the prone position. But if you want to become a good shot, I mean, and you got to shoot in different places. Every situation ain't going to be the same. Like these people that shoot at the ranges, the target pops up, bump, 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 and then comes up to them. Not that, that's fucking the same lighting, same everything, and nothing's different. If you want to become a proficient shot, you got to go to different places. And when you get where you can hit that fucking tennis ball, I guarantee you, where you got your stance down, where you can hold that gun steady enough with open sights and hit a tennis ball at 100 fucking yards, you can take a big bore rifle and take a goddamn a soccer ball and set it out there 400 yards and do the same. Now you give me a goddamn tree or something to lean up against and you can just double that fucking yardage. That's just all there is to it. It is a fucking, it's like playing pool. You know, I used to love to play pool. I played pool all the time when I was real young. But I mean, if you don't play pool a lot, you're not very good at it. Sometimes you come in and you get buzzed up and you can't miss a fucking shot. Sometimes you come in and you've played a lot and you can't hit a goddamn shot. But the more you fucking practice at it, the odds of your survival are shooting up. Like I say, I can just see the fella. You know, the goddamn, they come and they're attacking your fucking house. You find out they've done killed people and there's people hacking people up and they're coming. Oh, I got my gun. I got my fucking, I even got 100 rounds of fucking ammunition for it. I got 100 rounds of ammunition for it. Ain't shot the son of a bitch in 5 years. Couldn't hit the broadside of a fucking barn with it because it is a skill that will go away if it is unexercised. And right now, I'm telling you, when they're in your fucking streets telling you it's a communist revolution, they're not being arrested. And you have ones that are just being elected saying, well, I'm going to implement communism, some little cunt. And they're not being fucking arrested. You better be honing your fucking skills and you better be getting your head right. You better be getting ready to do some fighting and killing. This is why I tell you we're going to lose 2 million. We're going to lose 2 million to just fucking negligence. Just because, like Stephen said, well, they just rather look at the mountain. You don't got to talk about it. The people that I know, I know as many people as he knows in that town that just look at the fucking hills. I know that many groups that have fucking, they're set up to fucking fight. They shoot all the time. They have underground reloading fucking facilities. They're fucking ready to rock. But if you're just a fucking everyday person, you think you're by yourself, well, then you better be shooting even more. Because it's only going to be you doing the fucking shooting. You better be goddamn good at it. If you want to fucking get more of them, then make them pay for your fucking life. Sell your life dearly. You ain't going to do it throwing fucking rocks or throwing fucking lead that can't hit nothing. I would highly recommend that everybody who can get those 22s and get out there and fucking, and just some fucking fluorescent fucking tennis balls. They don't cost shit. And I'm not talking, don't rest over your car, don't fucking lay it up against something standing there, just you and it, at fucking 100 yards until you can hit it every shot. And once you can, you offhanded with your big bore, you can sure as hell hit a soccer ball at 400 fucking yards and give yourself a tree or something, and then you get something to lean on, or you get just a little one of those $5 clamp-on bipods and lay down on your belly, you'll drill somebody at 800 fucking yards. That's what every one of us should be able to fucking do. And right now, that's what we better be working on, because I'm telling you, the fight is going to happen. You will be taken away to a fucking FEMA camp, or you will be executed on sight. Take your fucking choice. You're going to be one of those 2 million fucking first victims that don't even get to kill one of them back? At any rate, let's see what we got to jump into here. And thanks, Dion. you give me a lot of encouragement too, brother. Texas reporter watches 300 migrants cross border in 6 hours. You see, they got it all squared up down there. But, you know, they haven't passed that legislation, so they're going to start the roundups. They've already announced it for Sunday. And Nancy Pelosi, and they're all coming to them out and telling them just because they have a warrant for somebody's arrest, that don't mean they can come in your house, because it's not a real fucking warrant. And it ain't a real fucking warrant. But it's the warrants they've been fucking taking you and me on. It is an administrative fucking corporate piece of fucking shit paper that ain't worth, it has no fucking legal, lawful fucking hold on anybody. And they know it. That's why they're telling these fucking illegals. They're telling them what they won't tell you. That these fucking warrants that they're printing up ain't worth the paper they're written on. But for these illegals, they are. Because the illegals do fall under the administrative admiralty. They're fucking foreigners. They don't have the rights of a national. Sorry. Texas reporter watches 300 migrants cross border in 6 hours. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Texas reporter in the Rio Grande Valley took her camera to Rinco Village and witnessed approximately 300 migrants, no, fucking invaders. See, they're doing one, they'll say illegal aliens, and then just, they're fucking invaders. These son of a bitches are coming here to kill you and take everything you have. Make no fucking mistake about it. You do, you'll end up being one of the fucking victims. You won't even get one of them for killing your whole family. Crossing the border and turning themselves into the Border Patrol agents. The crossing occurred Tuesday night between 6 p.m. and midnight. KGBT CBS 4 reported Sydney Hernandez traveled to the Texas border in Rincon Village Wednesday night at about 6 p.m. The deserted area on the banks of the Rio Grande is a well-known border crossing area. And I was listening to that fucking Cortez before I came up here. Sitting there saying, they're not illegal. This is a fucking bitch telling you, fuck, shove your laws up your ass, American National. This ain't your fucking country. I'll tell you what, you little cunt, you're gonna hang. You're gonna hang by your treasonous neck until you are fucking dead. And we're not gonna drop you through the thing and break it. You're gonna fucking choke to death. During the next 6 hours, Hernandez sent out a series of tweets capturing the images of migrants walking up the dirt roads from the border river where human smugglers cross them at will. The fucking invaders walk up to the first Border Patrol agent or law enforcement officer they can find and turn themselves in. They're not turning themselves in. They're going there to be processed into your fucking country. which they are calling their country now, which Cortez said was their fucking country, right there in your fucking Congress, people. The groups, she should have been arrested right fucking there. That is goddamn insurrection. The group started out small. Hernandez told Breitbart News on Thursday. She said she witnessed 20 like I said, law enforcement and these, if you think anybody's going to stop this, but you're out of your fucking mind. The group started out small, Hernandez told Breitbart News on Thursday. She said she witnessed 20 in the first group, 38 in the second, then 40, then 50, then about 150. During the six-hour stretch, she counted about 298 migrants who illegally crossed the border from Mexico. And when they're talking about this roundup this weekend, they're talking about getting, because they're going to get the ones, a lot of them, that did, they didn't show up for court. They didn't show up for court. They just come into the country and they just go somewhere, and fucking just start, fuck your court. And of course I ain't supposed to be here. Of course I'm breaking the fucking law. Fuck you. There is no law in the United States. But now you got them talking about, well, they didn't get their day in court. You can't make them go because they fucking abscond from fucking court. I mean, the son of a bitches, this is treachery in your fucking face. It's like somebody walking up and hawking a loogie right in your fucking face. What does it take? Hernandez says she interviewed several of the migrants. Most she spoke with said they were here to claim asylum, but many told her they came for economic reasons. One woman I spoke to said she came for a better job opportunity. The KGBT reporter explained, a 16-year-old traveling alone said she came because she wants to go to school. She explained that nearly all the migrants she saw crossing the border were family units. We only saw a handful of single males, Hernandez says. No, they're all up on the reservations and shit training to fucking kill you. During the month of June, Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol agents apprehended. I love that. Fuck, you're apprehended. You processed. That's what you did. You went and assisted, aided, and abetted an invasion into this fucking sovereign country, you fucking traitors. 43,197 invaders, an average of 1,440 per day, according to the most recent Southwest Border Invasion Report, released Wednesday by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Of those agents identified, 3,165 as family unit aliens, 3,903 as unaccompanied alien children, and 9,129 as single adults. The border is standing wide fucking open. They're playing this game down there where they're showing, oh, the concentration camps and that fucking cunt Cortez that you treat. She ain't even treasonous. I don't think she was born in this fucking country, people. You got three of them up there. Not even born in this fucking country. Shouting communism in your face. That is fucking treason. And they're just sitting right in what's supposed to be the halls of your Congress? No, they're sitting in front of a corporate fucking international mafia, corporate mafia board. That's what they're sitting in front of. And they want to call you and me a fucking terrorist for fucking, because we are not going to allow the fucking violation of the laws of our country? Chicago mayor permanently bans ICE from accessing police database ahead of raids. This is the commune. They're here, people. They're not even standing in the shadows. They're not calling themselves progressives anymore. They're straight up saying, we are communists. We are going to take over your country.
Are you including Cruz and Rubio and all the Jews?
Well, God, Cruz and Rubio and all the goddamn Jews, you can count every goddamn one of them. Cruz, I mean, what the fuck, he's going to run for president? He had to sign papers to become a natural-born American? Really? I mean, goddamn, how stupid are people? Anyway, this is from the Huffington Post. It was sent in by enemy of the state for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Wednesday that her city has permanently banned U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from accessing the Chicago Police Department's database ahead of a looming ICE raids to detain undocumented immigrants. See, they're making a production out of this. If they were going to do it, you don't fucking announce something like this, do ya? Chicago police will not team up with ICE to detain any resident. They're not residents. They are fucking here unlawfully. They're invaders. They're criminals. The mayor said after meeting with business leaders and immigration rights advocates and Lori Children's Hospital, every one of them should be arrested for aiding and abetting and fucking invasion. And this is what it's gonna, that's why when this shit breaks loose, it ain't gonna be pretty. There is, I mean, this fucking justice tempered with mercy. I have no mercy left in my soul. They're not going to be facilitating or otherwise providing any assistance in any raids, whether it's traffic stops or additional support. We have also cut off ICE from any access from the CPD database that will remain permanent. You can't fucking do it. Those are public fucking records. Any fucking citizens, oh, I said that nasty word. Any fucking national that those goddamn records belong to should, can go down and look at them, can't they? Unless we're already living in communist, although I forgot Chicago is a communist fucking state, isn't it? On June 22nd.
Yeah, but the pigs, go ahead. The pigs aren't national.
Pardon?
The pigs, the fucking pigs, the cops, they're not nationals.
Well, actually they are. The pigs, the people that are working for Blackwater USA that have went under contract to commit treason, they're still American nationals.
Once they do traitor, I'd say they're not.
Well, they deserve to be shot, but right now what I'm looking at is, you know, announcing these plans. And the back and forth with it as we're being, I mean, it's just like the fucking, you guys do realize that they're still looting our country to the billions of dollars of our natural resources every fucking day as we play these fucking games. On June 22nd, President Donald Trump announced that he would delay his plans for mass deportation roundups at least 10 major cities, including Miami, Los Angeles, Chicago. He tweeted that he hoped the 2-week delay would allow Democrats to, quote, work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern borders. We are fucking invaded deeply into the United States. We went over it the other day. We had the article. They're sending them to the small towns. And God, not to mention the goddamn Jews are sending their agents into the small towns to push the fucking communism. But the New York Times reported early Tuesday that ICE officials plan to launch nationwide raids as soon as this weekend to arrest thousands of migrants the federal government has ordered deported. Why weren't they fucking, as soon as they were ordered deported, why weren't they handcuffed, put on a fucking bus and removed? Why, people? It's because, like I've been telling you all along, not one of them has been removed. The murderers, the rapists, none of them. And they could, because they have no intent of doing it. And because there is no conflict between them, they are putting on a production for us. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you deny the Holocaust, they'll get you out of here.
Oh, buddy.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Head high, protest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution. We won't give up, we won't go away, 'cause we're not about to live in this nasty.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. That was Edge of Revolution by Nickelback. We're way past the fucking edge. You're standing on the edge of a communist revolution that the infiltrators, the Zionist Jews that have infiltrated your government are leading, that are leading people into the interior of your country to fucking murder you and take everything you've got. The Chicago mayor should be fucking arrested. That is sedition. That is treason. That is high fucking treason. Aiding and abetting a fucking invasion. Either we have a sovereign fucking country or we do not. And what they're trying to tell us is we do not. This belongs to the international corporation and the Jews hold the fucking controlling interest in it and you're just a fucking piece of property. Well, this fucking piece of property is going to show you why I ain't a fucking piece of property. Where were we in this whole mess? Let's take a look. All right, here we go. We'll get to pass that up anyway. These goddamn mayors of these cities, that goddamn Aunt Nancy Pelosi standing up there and telling them that they don't have, just because they come for a warrant with somebody don't mean they can come through your fucking door. You try that at your house and see what happens. Because she said they're not real warrants. Because they're not real warrants. They're administrative warrants and they're good for a fucking illegal alien. Because that's what we hired these dirty son of a bitches for back in 1789. Was to protect us from foreigners coming to take what's ours, to take our freedom, to take our liberty. ACLU files lawsuit ahead of anticipated raids. The ACLU, they should be fucking arrested. It is a fucking illegal to enter the United States without fucking, it's an invasion. and aided invasion. The American Civil Liberties Union, Communist Central, has filed a federal lawsuit that aims to protect asylum seekers from any immigration enforcement operation except to start this, expected to start this weekend. The lawsuit argues that those individuals weren't allowed a fair chance to request asylum and their deportation orders are invalid. Aren't valid. See what happened? These are the ones that fucking just, you know, got their court date and just took off and, you know, there's 2 million. I see 2 million, so you can figure 20 million in this goddamn country that did it. So when they didn't show up for their hearing, automatically asylum denied. That's how it works. They are in the administrative admiralty. They are foreigners. They're not afforded the due process that an American national is. They're not supposed to be here. They broke the law coming here. And this also counts, and make no mistake, people, this counts for the three, they get one in three, so the other two that got across without ever being detected that have been here the whole time, they grabbed those motherfuckers. Well, they've never got a chance for a hearing. That's because they snuck across. They didn't come across and fill out the paperwork. So, you got to let them go. I mean, this is just clear out of hand. That fucking Cortez is right in front of your Congress. They're saying you don't have a fucking border. You don't have borders. You don't have a country. You are a third world piece of shit, just like the rest of the third world piece of shit. We built this country with the sweat of our fucking brows. It belongs to us. Our forefathers fought and died to take it from the fucking English king. But this is what she's talking about here. They aren't valid because you didn't get to go to court because, if you're an American and you fucking miss a court day, you get a bench warrant and you have to, and when they catch you, you go to court and you go through the process. And this is what they want to do now. That's already backed up, what, 3 fucking years? So if you catch one of these son of a bitches who didn't come to court in another fucking city because they didn't know there was a court date, guys. They didn't understand, you see. But they have a right to that hearing, you see. No, they fucking don't. We come to request asylum. You were given a date. You didn't show. No fucking asylum. You're out of here. But that ain't what's going to happen. That is not what's going to happen. There's only one way this shit stops, and that's with you and me. We're going to have to stop it. And like I said, 2 million of us are going to die. I'm fucking prepared, learning guerrilla warfare on the fucking fly. So get ready for it. And it's getting close. I mean, when they're standing up in your fucking streets and telling you they're communists, God damn it, how close do you think it is? Most of them are from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The ACLU alleges massive bureaucratic errors led to a failure to send proper notices to appear in court. To send proper notices, they're handed the fucking notice when they're fucking let out the fucking door, aren't they? Oh, but they moved. And that's what all they got to do is, oh, I'm going to Dallas. And then they go to fucking Florida. And fucking, well, you're supposed to know where they're at? It's just another fucking layer of horse shit. These son of a bitches have no fucking rights in this country. Zero. It is up to the administrative admiralty. It is up to the fuck. If this government was a government, the government was supposed to be. It is their fucking job. It was first place. They don't get across that fucking border. Even as a refugee, never forget that all that cocksucker Trump has to do is sign a goddamn piece of paper, and there is no fucking asylum in the United States anymore. This fucking family unit shit, all this stuff disappears, and he fucking knows it. He's one of them. This is a fucking act to see how many they can get in here before the first shot goes off, because they know what they're up against. And that's why I'm telling you to get that .22 and get out there and become one with that fucking gun. Become one every shot you hit. Because you're going to have to. Because you're letting them pump enough in here to become a fucking danger to you and to your fucking children and to your grandchildren. You're letting it happen. Bureaucratic errors led to the failure to send proper notice to appear in court. Thousands were ordered removed without attending hearings. Well, that's because they didn't fucking come to the fucking hearings. How stupid. I mean, here you are again, think tank. You see, we didn't listen to the last fucking bullshit you said, where they have to sit there. Well, why are they sitting in the concentration camps, by the way, there, think tank? Oh, because they're waiting to get their goddamn court date, right? That they're going to hand them and put it right in their fucking hand, right? And 80%, I think, never showed up. And of the ones that did show up, 60% got sent back. They had no asylum claim. But the rest of them, and that includes the ones that crossed and did not even get stopped to get paperwork, just went straight in and got them a $15 an hour job that was waiting, that was guaranteed to them, with no benefits, no taxes, no bullshit. Think tank. You think we can't remember yesterday? The ACLU, every one of them should be taken out and hung. They know exactly what they're fucking doing. And like with Nancy Pelosi today, talking about the, oh, that warrant ain't legal to come into your house. And in my house, it wouldn't be. But you are fucking foreigners. You all, every one of you better be able to whip out a fucking green card and show paperwork or you're all going. And if the son of a bitch we're after is inside there, well, go, hey man, I'll tell you what, you have somebody in your house with a fucking warrant for them. They come to your fucking door with a fucking warrant. You say, no, go away. This, you don't have a warrant to search these premises. You have a warrant for somebody, and I'm telling you, they're not here. Then what? Or even, you just can't enter this premises with that warrant. Would they kick your fucking door in, shoot your fucking ass, shoot your dog, rape your daughter, and come in and get the motherfucker without, and there would be no consequence to it. This is an enemy. This is a real fucking enemy, and you better get it through your head. It's going to happen right here on this fucking soil. You're going to, and see, that's what it is. It's just been, man, since what? Goddamn, the War of 1812? Before we had any real kind of fighting on this fucking continent? It's always been over there, where we don't belong, over there, fighting somebody else's war, over there, fighting for the Jews to take somebody's fucking resources for them, over there. We gotta fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here. That's what Vietnam was all about. That's what Korea was all about. That's what 80,000 of our dead brothers and sisters was all about, people. And now the ones that you hired, that the ones that claim to hold your public offices, that have fucking fraudulently removed your republic and replaced it with a fucking international corporation, well, they'll shoot your ass right here. They'll be the ones right up fucking front. And when I watched them invade fucking Europe, I sat there and just, I was dumbfounded. Columns. That is an invasion. Nobody's doing anything about it. And now look at the British. Now look at the fucking French. Now look what they're up against as they've been unarmed, just like the Venezuelans. Man, they unarmed them. It didn't take them long to fucking put them in complete fucking poverty and fucking, you know, and now here comes the Blackwater fucking Venezuela gonna beat their asses into submission and take their fucking resources and hand them over to their Jewish masters, right? The ACLU says most of the asylum seekers fled violence. Well, that is not what the records show. The records show of the asylum seekers that did show up to fucking court, 60% were sent back. So where do you fucking, where are you getting that ACLU? Pulling it out of your communist ass? These son of a bitches cannot exist in this country. They're an illegal entity. They are a fucking foreign illegal entity. It wants each person who was ordered removed that way since May 2014 to get a hearing. Well, you missed your fucking hearing. You had your paper handed to you after you went through the gulag, remember? After you went through the concentration camp you paid $8,000 to get to. You got your fucking piece of paper, and you didn't show up. And if you didn't go through the fucking, to get your fucking piece of paper, you crossed illegally, and you're just fucking caught, and your ass goes back across. I mean, shit, man, what other fucking country, well, I'll tell you what other country, the fucking European Union did. Those people stood there and let themselves be invaded, but they were disarmed. We have no goddamn excuse. And you will, and those got people looking at those mountains and those valleys. They're gonna, I don't care, they're coming for your fucking ass. You better get out there and you better get to shooting and you better get your fucking eye on. You better get ready to see how many of them you can kill before they kill you. Cause they're not just coming for you. They're coming for your wife. They're coming for your daughter. They're coming for your son. They're gonna shoot your fucking dog. They're gonna take your fucking house and give it to one of, an MS-13 gang member. That's what they're going to fucking do. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in New York on behalf of nonprofit organizations that work with refugees. Get them out. The bottom line is this country belongs to the fucking people of the United States. That's where they tried to play this, you know, this three-card money on us. The people rose up in 1775 for their individual freedoms and liberties. They did, and then the aristocrats that they rose up against claimed a new country. See, there's two different fucking things going on here. But the people who fought the war, the American nationals that fought the war, fought for that Bill of Rights, for their fucking absolute rights. Okay, we whipped their ass. But with the sword, the charter was not surrendered to the people that started the uprising for the Bill of Rights, for their individual freedoms and liberties. It was handed over to their Masonic brethren, George Washington, so that they could start a new fucking aristocratic fucking country where they would be the rulers and we would be the ruled. But then because we were still armed up for fucking war and the people, it was plain and simple. They were so fucking outnumbered, it wasn't funny. They had no choice but to put that fucking Bill of Rights on there as the supreme law of this fucking land. The people's fucking authority overrules everything. They have their fiduciary positions, and their fiduciary positions, they are our servants, not our masters. And if they come out of that fiduciary position and take on their role as an individual free sovereign, they are equals in court in the common law. But they have never, ever been our masters. But here you have it. These people are committing sedition right in front of, just like the guy and the bitch. This is communist revolution. We're having a communist revolution. Hey guys, they're telling you they're having them a communist revolution. Going to take it over. You want to be a fucking communist? Do you want to be a fucking a goddamn piece of shit controlled by committees? Your life fucking decided for you from birth to death? Tell you how many calories you can have a day? Tell you what you can eat, drink? Tell you where you can go? What you can do? Do you want to be a fucking subject? Do you want to be a slave? How many fucking enslaved populations would have gave fucking everything just to have the weapons to fight? And we have plenty of fucking weapons. We have enough to blow these son of a bitches out of our country 10 times over. And here we fucking sit like the guy looking at the mountain or looking at the fucking lake. It ain't your lake no more. It ain't your mountain no more. And it won't be until you take the son of a bitch back. And last but not least, Amazon thanks GOP/Dems for passing green card giveaway for big tech. And that's when, I went on the site, you may notice that when somebody comes up and goes, those left-wing Democrats are, those communists and did this, but the fucking right, those fucking communist GOP fucking Republicans are just fine. Here it is, both of them, shitting through the same hole, just like we told you. Passing green card giveaway for big tech. And fuck you, American national that owns this country. They are but a handful, these industrialists. They make up the fucking, like I said, 18 to 23% of the fucking population is all that's doing this to all of us. And we're letting it happen. And we can wipe them out, but they're pumping in their fucking troops right now, and we're letting them do it. Not a fucking shot being fired in fucking defense of this fucking nation and its Bill of Rights. Not one. Our true founders, the people who showed up at those conventions, said, oh, fuck no, you're not going to, you might, everybody wanted to be a new country. They wanted Virginia to be a country, and every state was supposed to be a new country. And right away, the aristocrats, and you'll do that. No, motherfuckers. We outnumber you fucking 1,000 to 1 back then, 2,000 to 1. And you fucking ain't got no spine to start with, you fucking piece of shit. We will blow your ass away. What's going to happen here is people are going to be fucking free and at liberty. And we as individuals, free sovereigns on a par with the crown heads of Europe, will own our own allodial property that cannot be touched by anybody except through the fucking common law courts, through the common law jurisdiction we share as a people, and through the common law procedures we have laid down. Period.
You better avert your eyes to those English gentlemen.
Oh, well, buddy. You don't avert your eyes. See, people don't understand that. Back in the colonial days, you'd be walking down the street, you better avert your eyes. You better step off in the fucking mud if George Washington or Thomas Jefferson's walking down the fucking sidewalk. You better walk around in the mud with your eyes down. Or else he could take, he just fucking didn't like the way you fucking looked, have some of the fucking king's soldiers grab you and take you over and put you in a fucking stock and beat your ass with a cat of nine tails for a little bit. That's what the fucking colonies, that's what the people have rebelled against. Because they kept tightening. Go ahead, sorry.
Especially if you had a pretty wife.
Oh boy. are a pretty daughter, 12 fucking years old. You think they didn't do it? You're fucking goofy. I mean, just like this shit dog Epstein that they got fucking this pedophile piece of shit. You think that this, do you think that those founding, oh, they were up there, they all claim, oh, they're religious, just like Donald Trump. I'm a reborn, a born again Christian. Oh, you lying son of a bitch. You knew old Epstein. What kind of pictures does he have of you, you son of a bitch? What kind of pictures does the OTO have of you, you son of a bitch? You treasonous piece of dog shit who couldn't be our president anyway because your mother was born in Scotland. You had a choice. There was a choice when you were born, Donald Trump. You could be a Scottish citizen, or you could be an American citizen, or you could be an American citizen, but you cannot be an American national. You could not be naturally born, because naturally born means you can't be anything else. You don't have to fill out a piece of paper. I was born here. My parents were born here. Their parents were born here. Their parents were born. By God, I am a fucking American national by nature, by natural fucking birth. Not one piece of paper. Look at Marco Rubio. Both of his parents were fucking Cubans. But because he was born on the soil, he's a fucking American? Are you kidding me? That goes against international fucking law. What international laws that was supposed to exist like our laws, are, like our common law used to exist? The international law no longer exists. There is no law. There is the corporate mafia. You are dealing with a mafia. With no, there are no rules for them. They can kill you without consequence. And you better get it through your fucking heads, and you better prepare to defend your lives and the lives of your children and your fucking property. Amazon, the multinational corporation run by billionaire Jeff Bezos, is thanking the 140 House Republicans and 224 House Democrats. No difference in them. This is treason being committed by both of them. They have no authority to do this. No such authority was ever granted by the people, even in the original Constitution. The corporation policy they're working under is fucking fraud. Pure, unadulterated fucking fraud. It can be called nothing else, or else there is no fucking language. There is no meaning in the fucking words that anybody speaks in any country. Democrats for passing legislation that will reinforce Silicon Valley's cheap labor outsourcing business model. On Wednesday, 140 House Republicans, 224 House Democrats, and Representative Justin Amash, Republican, Minnesota, led by Representative Ken Buck, Republican, Colorado, and Representative Zoe Foggren, Democrat, California, voted to allow Indian nationals to effectively monopolize the U.S. green card system for at least 10 years. We're going to come in and, you know, it ain't jobs, people. There weren't supposed to be a ruling elite. That's what the Bill of Rights was all about. There's not going to be no ruling elite that owns everything, and the rest of us, we just work for you. It belongs to every goddamn one of us. And what you have taken, you have stolen. You have taken through fraud, and you're going to fucking return it. Them mountains of fucking gold, we're taking it back. And you're gonna fucking hang for your fucking treachery. You're gonna hang for your fucking fraud that has damaged our people by the generations. Okay, where we voted to allow Indian nationals to effectively monopolize the U.S. green card system for at least 10 years, providing a constant stream of foreign workers that American professionals will be forced to compete with for white collar jobs. Told you, dumb son of a bitches. Did you go vote for Trumpy, you Trump-tar? Did ya? In response, Amazon executives released a statement thanking Republicans and Democrats for their support. See, they fucking conned you into that fucking nine. See, that was the first thing. You know, you actually had to really run your own life as a free person. So, you know, we were talking about the other day, the guy on the radio said, well, them people, they couldn't handle freedom. They couldn't handle signing their own fucking pieces of paper and reading them and interpret them. And hell, they have agents now to buy a fucking car for you, have it delivered at you. We'll choose the car and deliver it right to your driveway. People ain't even got the chutzpah to go out and buy a fucking car anymore. But it is only 18-23%. Just keep running that through your mind. I don't care what Steven sees. I mean, he lives out there in a pretty sweet fucking place. You go into the city where the people are busting their fucking ass, six, 7 days a fucking week working their asses off. And they're not fucking looking at the fucking mountains. They ain't got time. They got to sleep so they can eat, so they can work. If they do get a few minutes, they're out there with their fucking rifles getting ready for this shit to break out so that they can be effective. They don't have the time to train. They don't have the money in the bank so that they can go out and have training missions on their corporate buddies' fucking properties that have been, build these training fucking ranges. They don't fucking need them, actually, because they can hit that fucking tennis ball at 100 yards offhanded. And they can hit that fucking soccer ball at 400 yards with their scopes. One fucking shot, one fucking hit. That's what they are perfecting. And when this shit breaks loose, that's what's going to fucking count. I tell you right fucking now, that's all it's going to count. Anyways, guys, you have a good best weekend you can. If you don't understand that we're already at fucking war, when the communist gets elected to a state fucking, as a state representative for the federal government, sits right there and tells you, I'm going to implement communism. Well, if you're a fucking retard if you don't understand what that fucking means, as they're pouring across your fucking border and they're lying to you about it, as they're training to kill you. Give us some good long thought this weekend, everybody, and that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!